Hello everyone, and thanks for joining today's webinar, Hacking and Defending SAP Applications, Episode 3, How Missiles Like AI Models Can Hack SAP Applications. My name is Cecile Dinoy, and I will be managing today's session. Before we get started, I have some housekeeping notes. First, I want to point out the questions module within the ON24 platform. We welcome you to enter your questions at any point during the presentation, and if time allows, we will answer whatever questions we can at the end of the session. Also, there is the option to request a meeting with our experts. Feel free to fill out the form on the left-hand side. You can always adjust the size of the media player to make it bigger or smaller, depending on your preference. And finally, please note that this session is being recorded, and we will share a link to the session after we wrap up today. Now, I'm going to pass it over to our presenters. With us today, we have Pablo Artuso, Tech Lead at Onapsis Research Lab, and Hector Espinosa, Sales Engineers at Onapsis. They will be taking us through real-world scenarios. And with that, I'm handing it over to our speakers.
Thank you, Cecile. Welcome, everybody, to this episode number 3 of the docu-series Hacking and Defending SAP Applications. In this opportunity, we are going to be speaking about how artificial intelligence models can be used to hack into SAP applications. So hope you enjoy it and learn something new from today. This is our agenda. First, we are going to start with a quick and brief introduction. Then we're going to be moving to the main point of discussion here, that is the what we call the AI perfect storm. Then we have an entire chapter of attacking demos that I hope that you enjoyed. And finally, we're going to have a last chapter about how to protect your business, how to remedy this, and Hector will show how our platform could help you with this objective. And finally, of course, we're going to have some time for questions and answers. So before starting, I would like to introduce quickly ourselves. Hector, you want to start?
Sure. Hi, everyone. My name is Hector Espinosa, and I'm a senior sales engineer. I've been on Onapsis for almost 12 years now, so pretty familiar with the solution and the company.
Go ahead, Pablo. Great, thank you. My name is Pablo Artuso. I'm the tech leader of the Onapsis Security Research Labs. My background is mainly technical. I've been executing pen tests, delivering trainings and briefings at conferences, but mostly doing vulnerability research for the last 12 years as well since I joined Onapsis. So, let's start with the main point. Before diving deep into the main point of today, let me stop here and talk a little bit about why we do these live vocal series. So there are multiple reasons, but if I have to name one, I would say that we identify that there is a big gap between the defenders and the attackers' knowledge nowadays. Oh, of course, talking about SAP knowledge. Attackers already have the tools, have the knowledge, and as we showed in some reports that we have already published some time ago, they are already armed and know and have the techniques and tactics on how to perpetrate or assess or including also compromise SAP systems. Defenders on the other side may lack them. So we believe it was imperative to demonstrate how attacks are carried out nowadays and basically to empower defenders to help them be much more protected, specifically in times where AI could be a powerful tool specifically for threat actors. Each of these series will be covered by at least one person from the RL Labs, which is the team I'm part of. And the main reason for this is that we have the exposure, we have the experience, and we have the deep understanding of these attacks. Sometimes, even because of one of our main tasks is to discover zero days, is that sometimes we even report this kind of attacks and help and work together with SAP, sharing them the knowledge that we have in order to contribute, let's say, to a safer world. In terms of goals, what we are looking with this is, as I was telling you, first of all, try to empower the defenders. Second of all, try to keep spreading the awareness around SAP applications and how important it is to protect them. And also finally, to keep spreading the knowledge and to keep contributing with the SAP community. So I already talk about ORL, but what is this? So the Onapsis Research Lab is a specific unit inside the Onapsis company, which has at least, we can separate it or split it in two big tasks. Well, the first one is to, let's say, gather threat intel data. So by continuously monitoring throughout a deployed network of sensors, continuously monitoring the, let's say, the tactic, the techniques, how attackers are targeting ICP applications and how are they using them. Our second, let's say, task could be related to the deep SAP cyber security expertise that we have. We conduct pen tests from time to time, incident response projects, but mainly we are focused on identifying security vulnerabilities, what we call zero days or previously unknown vulnerabilities, with the goal of sharing this knowledge later with the SAP product response team so they can be informed and, of course, issue a patch to protect, let's say, and fix whatever it was exposed. The consequences of what this team does is not, or better to say, directly impact every SAP customer in the world. Because, for example, if we consider all the reports that we, as Chatter, one that we published a couple of time ago, or even all the information that we were able to gather around CVE-2025-31324, which was the 2025 zero day that was being exploited in the wild. Those information came thanks to this task that we did. And of course, that's also the reason why we were able to close a work with SAP Closer and help them with this, mitigating this attack. But also when we talk about our expertise on vulnerability research and vulnerability discoveries, we can mention some of the campaigns that we made based on vulnerabilities that we found, like Recon, ICMAP, P4Chains, and yes, all the campaigns and awareness around that together with how to protect against these attacks. That said, it's Onapsis customers who benefit the most from our team's work. Every discovery and every piece of research, let's say, that we do fits back into the product in multiple ways. For example, as zero-day rules, which are rules that are shipped pre-patched, so our customers are already being protected against those vulnerabilities, of new threat intel centers campaigns, and so on and so forth. So, let's start with the main topic, the SAP threat landscape. How was the SAP threat landscape previous to Mythos, and how is today, let's say? So previously, we can consider these, let's say that Mythos appear, or more or less the LLMs, like we all know them, really empowered. Let's say that we start seeing them in an advanced level, more or less at the final part of 2025, more or less November, when Opus 4.5, Eclipse over 4.6 was released. Before that, right, we already knew that the pictures from a defender's perspective was not very great. So already we analyzed that from 2021 to 2023, we saw a 400% increase in terms of ransomware attacks. We identified that there were public exploits being released, working exploits, right? 3 days, even less than 3 days after the patch was published, increasing prices in the black market in regards to SAP exploits. So, yeah, numbers that clearly said that the picture was not very good. And if you want to keep exploring around these numbers and want some references, I really recommend you to go and see our Chatter report. Also, we saw that there were a lot of news in terms of SAP cybersecurity tasks or cybersecurity topics. But also, most importantly, on 2025, as I already mentioned, we saw the appearance of a new zero day that was being exploited in the wild and hit dozens of companies. That we can consider that was pre-Mythos, right? And even surprisingly, the M-Trends, which is the Mandiant's a company of Google, Annual Threat Intelligence Report, for the first time listed an SAP-related vulnerability. And not only that, but that same vulnerability was categorized as the single most exploited vulnerability in 2025. So clearly, again, the picture was not very great. I very much like this slide because I think that it shows much better that I can express this in words. But previously, right, let's say a couple of years ago, whenever you want to know how to assess, how to compromise, how to attack an SAP application, how to say security, you needed to know a lot of property knowledge. For example, you need to know kernel components. What is the message server? What is the gateway? Which are the different protocols that are property protocols, like RFC, like the DIAC protocol? You can also know about mechanisms, about the standard users, about profiles, techniques, concepts. So there was a lot of knowledge that was required in order to be able to, again, assess from a security perspective an SAP system. Today, all that knowledge, or most of that knowledge, is held by the LLM. And these LLMs with that have no specific training around SAP. This is what we want to show you today. The main goal of today is to show you how simple it is to craft a prompt, right, that requires zero sub-knowledge. And with this kind of simple prompts, it's even possible to compromise entirely SAP applications. So in terms of threat landscape post-Mythos, we can mention some things that some of them will be cross SAP, so not only shared with SAP, but also with other kind of application platforms, of course. Because we are talking about things like a pretty general, like agentic AI. Agentic AI, today LLMs, for instance, they have the knowledge. And agents know how to use that knowledge. They know how to run security tools. They know how to craft code, how to execute it, how to learn from the results, and how to iterate that code. In terms of surface, for instance, right, we have all these protocols, these misconfigurations that before, again, an expert person should have known in order to assess an SAP system, now is held by the LLM. So it's possible to reduce that gap for a person that maybe has no SAP knowledge to assess an SAP system, to interact with it. In terms of public POCs, the agents are just one Google search away of downloading a working POC and launching it against an SAP system that could be unmitigated and therefore compromised. And of course, in terms of cron keywords, we all know that SAP stores the most important data of the company, financial data, intellectual property, personal information, whatever, and the consequences of compromising an SAP system sometimes could be even immeasurable. In terms of models, we can divide two big groups, and I will not stay too much in this one, but we can mention those kind of models that are general purpose, like ChatGPT 5.5, 5.4, Sonnet, Opus, even Fable, that was with the latest new, it was disabled for the time being. But all these models are focusing on general purposes. Nonetheless, they execute pretty well when it comes to some security things. And I'm gonna show you also that the old attack demos that you're gonna see afterwards were done with these kind of models. Whereas also you have what is called security focused models, right? Like Mythos, like ChatGPT 5.5/cyber, which are dedicated especially to cybersecurity tasks, and yeah, that are even more important, more interesting to analyze when it comes to what we do to SAP security. So enough with that introduction, let's move on and let's start with the attack live demos. Before starting, I would like to mention that we have three demos. The first two are strictly following more or less this loop, which is, first of all, map all the things that the system can be exposing, like the different, let's say, landscape. then reason about that, like try to understand, okay, what means that they have, for example, this specific port exposed. A third phase that would be try to exploit that. And the fourth part will be the impact, right? The impact that it's been causing. And the first two demos, we're gonna see that the prompt will be almost the same. And the only thing that we are gonna change is the objective of that, of those. The third demo, we thought that two demos was already enough to show you how simple it could be to graph a zero sub knowledge prompt to compromise an SAP system. So we made a step forward, and we're gonna see that the demo is not guiding anything. It's not specifically saying something that requires SAP knowledge, but it's gonna be focused on something like giving a specific information on how to pursue based on just reading the news, let's say, right? Nothing in terms of technically from SAP. So let's go with the first one. This is the screen of the attacker. The attacker will be using Cloud Code in this case. So first it's showing that it has nothing already pre-configured. And you're gonna see first the prompt. So the prompt, as I was telling you, it's gonna mention something about, okay, here's the system that we need to assess. This is the plan, first map, then reason, then exploit. And what we want is you to create a new user and tell me all the different steps that I have to do to connect to that system with this new user. That's all. And if you see, we are not entering more prompts. Of course, the AI will work. We already see that it's having working for 13, 14 minutes. In the phase one is mapping all the threat landscape, and it already says that it has a major finding, something around SAP star. I just paused it to show you the demo, but the phase two is, okay, let's reason. Now we have these findings. What should I do? And it will start with a recommendation, which is strategy A, the one that is a stick. So phase three is just exploit. And again, we can see that after we have been working more or less for 20, 22 minutes, and the AI tells, hey, are you already finished? You have your new user. This new user is admin, has admin privileges, and this is the way to connect to the system. So if you see there, there is the URL. The attacker is connecting to that URL using the credentials that the SAP system, the AI provided. And once it's logged in, which is, yeah, already the attacker has a user with full privileges inside the SAP system. This is incredible. And just to show you, when you go to profiles, this user had SAP all. So the consequences are drastic because it means that he has full power on that system and he can do whatever he wants. Shut that system, compromise it, move laterally, whatever. So as a kind of summary, a quick summary, again, the prompt can be summarized in the following sentence. I don't know anything about SAP, so I would completely rely on you. That's literally what the prompt says. Then again, maps everything, propose ways, and exploit a CVE or a misconfiguration, I don't care. And what I want was to you to create a new privileged user and give me the credentials to log. That's the prompt. What happens technically? So basically the AI first assess or maps the landscape of the system. Then it find out that the client 001 is misconfigured and SAP star is able to be used as a login user, which is a critical misconfiguration. And then through an HTTP interface is being able to execute RFC functions. And finally, logging also through an ACA or HTTP interface. But this was done, as you saw, automatically. The attacker just give one prompt, no SAP expertise, no SAP specific data. Let's move to the second one. So in this case, we're gonna go a bit further, and the idea is to change the bank account vendor. Sorry, the vendor's bank account. So initially, in this demo, we're gonna see at the first that it's gonna start likewise as the other one, launching Cloud Code, And here is the prompt, which is exactly the same. The system changes, the system is a different one. And again, the objective. So instead of now creating a user, what I want you to is to execute something, exploit something, sorry, and gave me privileged access. That's all. So this one was a little bit more, I would not say complex, but first of all, is assessing and mapping the system landscape, different ports, different service. It realizes that there is the gateway is misconfigured, but it downloaded a public POC, but it didn't work because of some small details. So here, as you can see, there is a second prompt, which is, again, not saying anything specific from SAP, just saying more information like Python 2 is installed because it was trying to use Python 3, and please consider seeing the results, analyzing the results that you are getting and trying to change what you did, but nothing specifically. And after a couple more of minutes of work, I would say between, I don't know, I don't recall exactly, but let's say 10, 12 minutes, we're going to start seeing that the AI realizes that the remote code execution is confirmed and that it's possible without any kind of authentication to execute remote code in the system, remote commands in the system. So here we are. So as you can see there, we have the exploit already finished, or yeah, and it's possible to be used. So the attacker now, what he's doing is, okay, now with the access that you have, I would like to talk to list the top 10 vendors ordered by billing, grab the first one and modify the bank account of that vendor and put some values that the attacker wants. So here, what you're gonna see now is like, let's change our shoes and we are the admins now of the system and we are logging it through SAP GUI. This is not part of the attack. This is just to show you that the vendor data, well, of this specific vendor that is gonna be changed is there, and this is the original values. So going back to the attacker shoes, the AI is still working. What it's been doing basically is through the OS command execution is launching SQL queries directly to the database and modifying those data, the routing number and the account number. So at the end, we're gonna see a message after 50 minutes more or less of work. We're gonna see a final message of Cloud Code saying that the change was already done, as you can see there. So the new value of the routing number and the account number are already in place. So again, if we show this from an admin perspective and we launch the system and we show the information from the vendor, we're gonna see that the new values are written over there. So, again, in summary, what we have here is that from the prompt perspective, it was exactly the same one, zero ACP knowledge, nothing specific. We just changed that we want to gain privileged access instead of email user in comparison with demo one. And finally, that, an extra prompt of trying to modify those vendors' bank account data. From a technical perspective, what happened was first that the AI, again, assessed the landscape without authentication using the Substar service, a specific component. Once the AI realizes that the gateway was open because of a SecInfo misconfiguration, it executed commands abusing that misconfiguration. And finally, as a third step, once it was possible to execute OS commands, it pivoted into HANA, into the database, and modified the bank account of the vendor. Without, again, this was provided without authentication, just with a simple prompt. Let's move on to the final demo, demo number 3, which is related to shutting down the SAP system. In this case, we're gonna see again the same framework of attack, launching Cloud Code. The prompt is a little bit different now, but again, it says nothing specific about SAP, just saying this is a system. And I heard that there is an exploit from 2025 that is out there created by this threat actor group. Please try to assess if this system is vulnerable to it. So the first thing it does is collecting different POCs that are published online and start analyzing them. Download them, analyze them. This is also, I think it was instructed by the probe because we didn't want to run any kind of POC. So it tried to look for the POCs, assess them, analyze them, try to understand which was the one that could really work, because for this specific vulnerability, there were a lot of POCs published publicly that were not working at all. So here we have a ranking, and it's grabbing the first one, the most recommended one, right? So in the attacker, in this case, it's just saying, hey, yeah, I don't know, run this one and try to confirm if there is a remote code execution possible in this system. One way of exploiting this was very famous, was to upload a web shell. And this is exactly what this script is doing. So what is going to happen now is that the AI is already demonstrating that the full remote code execution is working and is uploading this web shell, right, to that specific web, to that specific URL. So finished, the remote code execution is possible. So if you just, as an attacker, copy this and wanted to try by yourself to confirm, here you can see that the web shell was deployed and is actually working. So you have remote code execution in the system again, once more, in this time in a Java system. So now the main goal of this demo was to shut down the system. So the attacker in this case is just prompting this to the AI, asking to shut down the system. Could the attacker did this with a command in the web shell? Yes, of course, but the idea was to use AI. So just ask it, please shut it down for me. So afterwards, if we go back to the web browser and we refresh, we're going to see that system is already down. So again, as a quick summary, on the left, we have the prompt. The prompt didn't say anything rather than just, here's the system. There were a POC about it. A CV about it. Look for POCs, improve the RCE, and then shut down the system. What happened on the technical side, it was that Claude looked for different public POCs. It analyzes them. It confirmed that the vulnerability was possible to exploit. It exploited, it dropped the web shell, and shut down the system. All of that was done only by just a few instructions, as you saw, which didn't require SAP knowledge at all. So that was everything about attacker demos and the attacker part. I hope that by now you are kind of surprised about what it could be possible to do with AI nowadays. Let's change our shoes and let's put our shoes on the defender side. So how can we protect our business? Which are the remediations and defenses that we can implement? So specifically for these demos, I will do this part a little bit quickly because probably Hector will explain better than me this on his demos. But on demo one, the attacker exploited the default credentials, something that is well known. Is a kernel emergency mechanism that exists from the 90s. And as a general recommendation, in order to be protected against this, there are a few configurations in terms of profile parameters, in terms of properly configuration of default users that can be applied. But in Anapsys platform, let's say in the product, you're going to see that afterwards, Hector will show this, you have two parts, one that is assess and one that is defend. Quickly mentioning this, assess is like, let's say, the proactive way of analyzing the system and understanding if it is vulnerable or not. And the defend is more like a reactive part where it alerts you when something happened. So from the assess part, there are a couple of modules that can list you when ACP start is not properly configured, profile parameter is configured, etc. And from the defend side, we catch, we monitor, and we alert when somebody logs in as ACP star and grants ACP all privileges to a user. The demo two was about also very well known attack or misconfiguration, that is the ACP gateway misconfiguration or the wide permission allowed sec info. It was known as part of the Tinkerblaze attack in the 2019. And the general recommendation is to tighten a little bit more the gateway ACL to protect more the sec info, which is which sounds simple to do, but it's actually really complex when it comes to practical things. So from a SES perspective, we are also have different modules that will let you know when a GIF is widely open. And from the defense side, we also detect every time that the registration is happening. The first two were misconfigurations, which means that can come back at any point in the time with an error of a human error or a tool error. The demo three was about vulnerability, which means that probably is already patched unless it's a bypass. So the only recommendation here would be to apply the patch, right? From a safe point of view, it's possible to, on Apsis reports whenever there's an unpatch system. And from a defend point of view, OP also mentions whenever an alert every time that this is exploited. So these are the kind of coverages that we can mention that exist. And finally, and this is a slide more for a reference rather than for me explaining it now, because the three main points, the three first points are already covered. So the last general recommendations would be to reduce the surface, limit the port and service to just the teams that actually need to use them. And finally, to monitor the ground shells, which is, monitor your CP system in every kind of activity that could be problematic. So protecting against this attack, this is the part that Hector will further explain. So I hand it to you, Hector.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Pablo. So perfect. What I'm going to do now is I'm going to present how, with the Onapsis platform, our customers can be protected against those basically attacks that Pablo just demonstrated. I'm going to share my screen. Okay, now you can see my screen. First attack, basically, with an Apsis platform, there are basically two phases or two steps that you need to take into action for every issue. So number one, we want to identify if your system is vulnerable for that attack. Of course, we already know that we're looking for any information related to Substar user and not being configured correctly. The Onapsis platform with that report is showing all the different results from 3,000 plus test cases that we have in our solution. Actually, that number keeps increasing. But in this specific scenario, what Pablo was mentioning is about, hey, if that Substar user properly secure, and also if it's properly secure, like if someone is basically able to use it. So our solution is telling us here, for example, that in SH5, which is one of the systems where the attack was executed, the Substar user is not enabled. And here we can see that the Substar user is not properly secured. One more thing that Onapsis is going to provide also for each of those issues is the solution. So what would you have to do to protect your system against that scenario or that misconfiguration in this case? Apart from that, what you will see is from the Onapsis platform is, okay, while you are basically fixing those issues, how we can monitor your system, how we can ensure that your SAP system is still protected, because at the end of the day, if you don't apply the configuration or the change in the system, you're still unprotected. So the Onapsis solution seeing like, hey, there is some type of activity in the system. So number one, and if you think about the LLM, what it's doing is basically pinging different clients to see which ones is receiving a feedback, which one is enabled. So with that being said, they see the client 001, which didn't have a Substar user enabled, now it's basically receiving or sending a response to the LLM. Also from the Onapsis Defend protocol, from the continuous monitoring capability, it's also telling us that someone logs in with the Substar user into the system, which makes it again part of the exploitation process that Pablo just demonstrate. Now the Onapsis is capturing all that information into the different product. And last one, but not least one is, look, the scenario is once you're logged in with a Substar user, the attackers, basically what they want to do is, look, they create another user, they assign a high profile. So when they're doing the security team is trying to do the investigation and seeing what's happening in their system, it's more difficult for them to detect that the attack, it's possible or it was executed. In this case, what we are demonstrating with the Onapsis platform is we're telling the customer, hey, someone with a Zapstar user logs into the system and basically connected and create another user in a site that high profile, which is something that, you know, from the security perspective shouldn't happen. So that's the first scenario. That's the way we captured. We're gonna tell you if your system is affected by that misconfiguration. And then from the defense standpoint, we're gonna tell you if somebody's basically using that specific misconfiguration in your environment to attack your system. Then for the scenario number two, the main point of this one is a misconfiguration also. So basically your gateway is not configured correctly. The Onapsis platform is, as you can see here in this part, after executing a full assessment, is telling us that there's a huge vulnerability or huge misconfiguration in the system that is affecting multiple systems that are connected to our Onapsis platform. In one of them is DI1, which is where Pablo executed the attack. Then from this part, we can find the solution. What will you have to do from the configuration standpoint to mitigate that risk? That's what Access is gonna be in charge of. And then the last one, but not least one, is from the non-datable events or from the continuous monitoring, the Onapsis solution is capturing multiple events. But the event that we are focusing right now is this one, starting potential dangerous RFC execution. So basically, understanding that you have the risk in your environment, someone is trying to remote execute commands to an SAP system, in this case, DI1. This is the user that was this is the user that is executing those commands. And the Onapsis solution, when I go deeper into the results, it's gonna tell you how many times since the Defend product is enabled into that system, that issue has been triggered, but also it's gonna give you more in-depth information, and this is also translation that is coming from your SAP logs. So if you're familiar with SAP logs, it takes a lot of time and effort to basically make sense of what information it's been recorded in there. But Onapsis, what it's telling you here, it's put in a way that it's pretty readable and easy to understand. And it's telling us from this DI1 system, someone is a super user, basically try to remote execute commands on that specific system, and that connectivity and that execution was successful. So this is, you know, part of the information that Onapsis is gonna provide to the customer so they can protect their system against these attacks. And then last one, but not least one, is regarding the Visual Composer. This is a vulnerability that we found last year. It was actually pretty high in the scale of attacks that we see during last year. The first thing that I'm gonna tell to the customer is how you can protect your system against this vulnerability that you may not have information about it, because it's a zero day. It's something that our research lab discovered in the wall. And even we working with SAP for them to release a patch or a fix for that issue, it's still there's a gap in between that we, you know, because we know that information, we want to help our customers regarding those zero days attacks. So we have our Threat Intel Center where we put all information in just one pane of glass. This information is coming from our research lab, and it's basically telling the customers, these are the latest and greatest things that you need to be aware that they're happening in your in SAP world, okay? So apart from that, like I said, last year, the Visual Composer, we already have information before SAP releasing a patch where tell the customer, hey, this is something that is pretty high, right, in the risk of SAP systems. This is something that you should be aware that it's happening. And also please validate if you're affected by that issue in your system. So when I go to assess and now I know what I need to be protected against, we can see that the assessed product is telling me, hey, yes, you're vulnerable for that vulnerability. You're basically affected for that vulnerability. But also from the defense standpoint, we can go through incidents and we can see that someone is basically trying to use that vulnerability against my environment. And Onapsis is also, again, providing all the different information about that specific risk that for the time when we discover this vulnerability and we release information to our customers, SAP didn't have a patch yet because they were working on that fix, but it was something that was accepted. And then Onapsis, you know, trying to be proactive, we release a test case and an alert for our customers so they can be protected for the things that already not exist in the SAP world. Okay. So I know my demo is it was pretty quick, but part of the idea is how simple and how quick we can protect our SAP environments, okay, from the access standpoint. Is more from the identification, from the defense standpoint, it's more from the continuous monitoring or the compensating controls that we offer. But also one more item is the Threat Intel Center, which is part, I would say, number one capability that we have in our Onapsis platform, where our research team and the team that is led by Pablo, it's basically publishing information about the latest and greatest threats and SAP issues that everybody should be aware that they're happening in their environment. Then the last one will be the compensating control. This is something that it's going to help to maintain your system secure. At the end of the day, once you connect your Onapsis platform to your SAP systems, you're going to find multiple issues. Some of those issues are going to take longer, more than, you know, weeks or months to be fixed. So the idea is to have a compensating control that it's monitoring your system 24/7 that can allow you to keep working in the highest risk scenarios that you have in your environment, but also having a police in the door, like we said, to tell you if someone is trying to take advantage of the issues that we haven't been able to fix yet, because it takes time, we have to wait for the change management controls, etc. So with that being said, that's our demo in our presentation. If you have any questions, please feel free to put them on the chat.
Perfect. Thank you, Parshu and Hector. It was very, very interesting. And I can see that the chat is busy already. So we have the first questions coming in. And let me start with the first one. In your live demos, how much of the attack chain was actually fully automated by the AI versus requiring human prompt engineering when dealing with SAP's proprietary protocols?
You muted, Pablo.
Partly you're mute.
So sorry for that. I can take this one. In the live demos, actually, we were not dealing with property protocols. In reality, demo two is against the SAP gateway, who has a proprietary protocol, which is RFC, but it was all like encapsulated inside the public exploit. So we actually didn't have to deal with property protocols. However, what I can say is that we try to reduce, because it was the goal of the demo to show almost no interaction going back and forth with the AI rather than just a simple prompt. But in real life, if you want to keep discussing and prompting the AI, and even if an expert is behind that prompting, I will say that dealing with property protocols is not something that it will be a big problem for the AI. It will take time to learn that, but it could, at the end of the day, it will mostly handle it. I will say pretty well.
All right, thank you. Then let's go to the next one. Since AI allows attackers to move laterally and execute exploits at machine speed, traditional reactive patching cycles seem obsolete here. How does Onapsis Autonomous Defense catch these AI-paced zero-day attacks before they can pivot from a BTP application into the S4HANA core?
So I'll take that one for sure, Pablo. So on that piece, basically the defend product is using the knowledge that it's coming from now for Pablo's teams. So every time we found anything in the wild, we basically update our Napsis customers database with the latest and greatest information. But also from that standpoint, there are information about, you know, from the assess standpoint, we need to also use in the way that we need to identify what are the misconfigurations that could potentially be used from this, you know, from these attacks. And also from the defense standpoint, we can also create a specific custom alerts for the things that we see in the wall, not only from the things that, you know, our research team is basically providing to our customer, but also from the things that customers are seeing that they want to monitor. That would be the right use from our on Napsis platform on that sense.
Okay, then I would say just keep two other questions and then we need to wrap. Here, in your second demo, the attacker changed a vendor's bank details directly in the database without ever having a valid SAP user. How is that possible?
Okay. Yes, this is a really, let's say, deep technical question. But yes, once you have access to the OS of the SAP system and you're running, let's say, OS commands as what is called the SAD ADM, which is the OS user from an SAP perspective, there is like, let's say, a trust, interesting trust circle between what is called the OS and the database. So even without having access to an SAP user, which let's say lives in the application side inside the SAP system, once you have access to the OS, you can do whatever you want, let's say, in the database. And this is something that is not very known, but it's something important to understand because it could happen also from the application side, right? If you are powerful enough inside the SAP system, you can go as deep as you want and you can even get to the OS and from the OS to the database and from the database to the application layer. So that's a very important concept to fully understand.
Okay, thank you. Then I would say one last question. In the BTP to S/4HANA scenario, you showed how an attacker can use an AI-guided exploit to poison business logic and trigger a full operational shutdown. For a standard SOC team that doesn't have deep SAP expertise, what is the number one leading indicator or alert they should look for to know an AI-driven attack is underway?
I'll take that one, Pablo. Yeah, from that sense, I mean, if it's coming from AI, if it's coming from human, at the end of the day, information is what it makes the important piece of the protection of your SAP system. One of the things that we provide we provide a lot of information is about the threats and the issues that we can identify in an SAP system. So coming from authorizations, misconfigurations, patches, and even from the custom code, like we put a lot of effort providing information to our customers, not only by helping them automatically identify the issues into the system, but also what they will have to do to protect their environment. And apart from that, we're also going to tell them, okay, if you don't do anything, if you keep your system in the same way that it is right now with that issue in your environment, this is what would be the worst outcome. This information is all provided under assess, and it's also being helpful for the security operations center teams, because at the end of the day, where we see the gap is they are in charge of protecting their SAP environments, but at the same time, they don't have the knowledge. They don't have what we call the Japanese language to understand how to protect an SAP system. Onapsis is putting a lot of effort on that piece and providing the necessary information so they understand first, what is the risk? What is the worst outcome? But also what is the solution and what is affecting in your SAP environment? All that, it's all encapsulating to the assess product. Also from the threat intel center, what is important is we need to understand what to protect. But if we don't know where to protect, like how we're going to do that? So the Anapsis Threat Intel Center, that it's all information fed by our research team, is going to provide that type of information to our customers. So they're going to know, okay, from today, these are the biggest attacks or these are the biggest threats that we're facing or SAP customers are facing. These are the things that you should be aware that are happening. And then we're going to keep all the necessary information for the customer to understand. But also we're going to tell them, hey, I can analyze your system and I can tell you if you are basically vulnerable for that vulnerability. So that's where we put our biggest effort, is just to provide all that information, because we understand that sometimes the security operations center team, they don't have that knowledge and visibility. So that's why, how our Anapsis solution will be able to help the our customers on that.
Amazing, thank you. I would say that brings us to time. For any other questions in the chat, we will be reaching out to you individually to get those answered as well. Also, just a brief reminder to everyone listening that this session has been recorded and the link to the recording will be emailed to you afterwards. And with that, thanks again to our speakers and to everyone for joining this briefing. Have a good day. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. Have a good day.